put the food in for the
dog.
Okay, and if you had several, you say you had several hogs.
Well, you had to have a long trough for several troughs.
Okay. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
That's what?
Grown up wild.
Well, it's just a wild hog is all I know.
Okay.
In the Tellico Plains, they still have wild hogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they very dangerous?
I don't know about that. You haven't heard of the Tellico Plains over in between here and Chattanooga, I think it is, somewhere. I don't know exactly where it is, but they have wild hogs over there.
I heard about them having some up in the mountain area.
Well, they probably go up in the mountains, too. I don't know so much about.
Yeah. The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Was that
a calf?
Yeah.
We call it bawling.
Is that calf bawling?
Whether that's right or not, I don't know.
Okay, and the
can't you hear that calf bawling? It wants its mommy.
Yeah. What about the noise that a mother would make when it's taken away from the its calf?
That's the same thing, I guess.
Okay. What about the noise that the cow makes at feeding time?
Well, I've heard it.
Wanting to feed?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've heard it lots of times. You mean, what do you call it?
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do you say they call it?
Would you say that she balls then, or would you have another word you'd use?
Well, I don't recall using any word. We always fed our animals at the regular hours.
Mm-hmm.
They knew when to come for their feed.
Now, I'll tell you when she balls, when she wants to be milked.
Now, I'll tell you when she balls is when she wants to be milked. If you don't get there at the right time.
Yeah.
Because her bag hurts.
Yeah.
When she goes to boarding, she wants you to come milk her.
Where did you usually milk her?
Near the barn where she stayed. Or out, you know, out in the pasture part, but not too far from where she stayed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the pasture or the barn, somewhere around there. We didn't milk her in the barn because that wouldn't be sanitary.
Right.
One cow kicked my frog.
Well, you didn't have to tie our cows.
One
cow kicked my father,
and
he picked up some kind of a piece of timber, and he knocked her down, and he thought he killed her. And he was teaching school at that time, and he had to go on. And he came in the house, and he said to Mama, said, Jenny, get one of the men to come drag that old cow.
How about noon, that old cow jumped up.
And, how about noon, that old cow jumped up and was okay. But she never did kick anymore. She had kicked and kicked that bucket of milk out and sloshed it on him, and he was ready to go to school to teach.
He didn't
oh, was he angry?
Maybe he
hadn't changed his clothes.
But he was very glad.
He didn't care. Right that minute, he didn't care if he had killed her.
Yeah.
But he was very glad that she didn't die.
Yeah. What noise does a horse make?
He neighs.
Okay. What about the general noise that he makes? Like when a horse recognizes another horse or something?
Oh, they nicker.
Okay.
Let me tell you, Mama had Indian runner ducks,
mm-hmm.
And she had guineas, and these guineas, anytime any stranger came,
one time,
every one of them begun
every time they
making a noise.